Hi, this is Son of Dave, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
One, two, three, four.
People talking, trying to break us up when they know that I love you so. And I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. So I've been abused deep down in my heart. I've been abused, and I've been scarred. People talking, trying to break us up. I said they scandalizing my name. Shiny thing just to make me feel bad, and anything to make me shame. You go. Said I know, yes I know, every day, just a little bit more. Come on, baby, come on, baby, I want to tell you about it. I just got to tell you about it. Baby, baby, just what I want to say. I want to say that I love you.
Thank you all for tuning in to Band for Band live on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You were just listening to some Jackie Shane. Oh, you might hear. Hang on one second. I'm going to turn off the fan behind me.
It's really hot in the studio, and it's also very hot outside.
Yeah, for all of our listeners,
someone needs
tuning
to compile
in
every
elsewhere.
Time I've ever complained about the weather. It'd be a lot. It would be a lot.
It would be a lot, but, you know, that's fine. I mean, yeah. We usually get in here after, like, hauling ass to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always kind of sweaty. But that's all right. Well, this week, I mean, first of all, thank you, Mac, for putting on a great episode of Bracket. We hope you all have enjoyed that show, too. This week, in our world, this is our first week back live in a couple weeks because it's been nuts lately. But Tina, do you want to introduce the theme for today?
Yeah, we're preemptively pre-gaming Pride Month. Mm-hmm. So today we'll be playing Canadian queer artist, and we were just listening to Jackie Shane. Yeah,
Sticks and Stones. I was looking at her up. She was technically
she wasn't
American.
Born, yeah, she wasn't born in
but
Canada.
But I think according to the Maple rules, M-A-P-L, because it was recorded in Canada and it's pre...
Her whole career
74
happened
like
in Toronto. Yeah. So
most
I think
of
that's... Yes.
Yeah. But at least Canadian queer icon, or queer icon to Canada, whether she was... She had Canadian citizenship.
Was she from Detroit or Chicago? I think it was like...
She was born in Nashville.
Okay. Okay.
Moved in, initially joined a circus.
Okay.
And I think was in New Brunswick mm-hmm. with the circus and then found her way to Montreal and then
and
Toronto.
Yeah, wait. Am I misremembering information? But didn't she draft dodge?
I wouldn't be surprised.
And, like, that's why she ended up in Toronto?
Yeah, I think there was something
maybe
about
that. I'm wrong. That could be someone else, but I like do recall an American musician essentially like making Toronto their home.
Yeah.
Because of dodging the draft.
But
are you excited to go to war again?
oh boy. But yeah, we're of course Pride Month is just around the corner and we're excited to be able to play a lot of queer artists, mm-hmm. Canadian and otherwise throughout the month. We also felt that we wanted to make today's episode somewhat of a tribute to the late, great Chris Derksen, who passed away just over a week ago, or about 2 weeks ago, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, Chris Derksen, she was a cellist, musician, composer, Indigenous Canadian, and unfortunately was killed in a car accident almost 2 weeks ago at this point. And she really had a profound impact on the Canadian Indigenous music scene, the classical scene, the
really
queer
everything
scene
in between too. Yeah. like the past couple of weeks of just seeing the different types of communities of people who've been talking about the impact she's had on the Canadian music landscape is like very profound. And I know she did a lot of work in Winnipeg, actually, with the music department at the University of Manitoba. I think there is an Indigenous music course that is taught at the University of Manitoba, and she did a lot of like workshops and residencies. And hilariously enough, in the fall, like I saw her on campus walking around with her cello, as the truly mythical being that she was. But yeah, I don't know, it feels like a very particularly deep loss. I think everyone's feeling, like you were even saying, that your mom and your family members who live in Ottawa,
of a different generation,
of a completely different generation,
and her,
mm-hmm. You were saying that your aunt had
my aunt
played
who,
it in
who
an
played
orchestra,
with Montreal Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah,
only recently retired, but she played with Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I have other family members who were involved in the Montreal music scene who played with her as well. But yeah, she went all over the world. I think her impact can't be overstated. Like
no,
yeah,
it's a great
really heartbreaking
loss. Like
and. We alongside this, I mean, maybe those who are aware of this know that Chris's wife Bobby, who we know somewhat through the internet and then also through our good friend Julia, but Bobby was also very seriously injured, but we're sending as much love as we can back to them in the recovery process
and hoping for their safe return back home too, because they're currently in the hospital still,
in Edmonton,
and awaiting the okay to be airlifted back home. So, yeah, I don't know.
If you do have any change to spare, I know that the $3 bill, is this still going on? They are raising money for Bobby's recovery and to go towards Chris's memorial fees to supporting Bobby and their loved ones in this insane time. This moment of profound loss. We feel, a lot of debt towards Chris and her community for everything they've brought to the Canadian music scene. And we just hope you'll enjoy what we play today. There's going to be a couple songs with Chris, other songs that have
exist in the same universe.
The tentacles of the queer Indigenous music scene have touched as well, and beyond that. We're first going to listen to a song from the Chris Derksen Orchestral Powwow. This is Ovations on the... Improvisations on the Sunset. My apologies. Featuring... who is this featuring? Jennifer Kreisberg, yes. We'll get to it because I think we do have a lot to get to. We have a lot of tracks that we're really excited to play. Without further ado, please enjoy. Thank you.
I bent to the earth and formed a doorway to a house made of birch, while the neighbors watch from their driveway. A curious glance out the window reveals a siege of herons draping the house like snow. Carved into is a sprawling sea.
just listening to Me, Her by Christine Bougie.
And the Queer Songbook Orchestra.
Yes, of course.
Toronto legends. Christine Bougie. Actually, you probably heard maybe 25 minutes ago on Mac's show, Racket, because Christine is part of Bahamas Band.
And, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why where I first found out about Christine.
No way.
Yeah, she's awesome. And then the Queer Songbook Orchestra, for those who don't know, is a collective in Toronto that, I mean, I feel like I'm probably going to butcher some of their mandate, but they're made up of queer artists across the music scene. They do benefit concerts and like fundraisers and whatnot.
They also have like a young queer songbook orchestra where they work with like queer teenagers and like it's pretty phenomenal.
And they've done concerts with Beverly Gunn Copeland, Christine Bougie there, but also like
Chris Dirksen
has worked with them. I was going to say there's where the tentacles of this community kind of extend.
Mm-hmm. And then before that
was Decoration Day, whom many of the members in Decoration Day, maybe all of them at some point. I'm not sure. I know specifically Naomi and
Orchestra.
Decoration Day, another incredible group. I don't know if they're still making music.
I don't think they are, but they are all still making music.
Individually. They're all
either individually or in other groups.
Yeah. That was Lanark County. Yeah, those are both, I think, songs that we've played hundreds of times over the course of our relationship together.
Yes.
Makeshift Future, that album, incredible. Anyway, we will continue with slightly different energy. We're going to play some Tinge, who I'm sure many of you have heard, local band. This is the song Native Tongue. Then we'll follow it up with some Sister Ray and then Pool Blood. We'll check back in a little bit. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
No.
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 Sweaty.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's a hot day. Okay.
About the circle becomes a line when you're found out with your tongue out in the skin of a lion. Which part of time is yours to lie in, to confide and be confided in?
Welcome back to Band for Band on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You were just listening to Vermont by Seton Village, a lovely friend of mine in Toronto, now back in Toronto, but was living in Montreal for a really long time. My friend George, who is a lovely human being and is in like a million bands, but yeah, that was one of their new like side projects, their like bluegrass side project, they've been calling it. So
yeah, really beautiful track. Before that, you heard another friend of ours, Pool Blood, the song Voyager, from their release Mole. Another great track. I don't know, have much to say about
Miriam,
these ones.
Release new music, please.
Yes,
girl.
Please and thank you. And before that, Sister Ray, Chewing on the Rind. This is Sister Ray's newest release, as of like a week ago or something like that.
Yeah, I think they're in the process of releasing a new album.
Yay!
So
yeah,
that's
I
really
love
exciting.
Their voice. We've got a short couple minute intermission.
Hey, you know what? We always do this thing where we play a lot of really mellow songs, and then you're like, "Take it away, Tina! Play all the loud stuff." And now we're gonna get into the hardcore section.
Well, I mean, I'm just noting for the listener.
So then, like,
if you were expecting more pedal steel,
yeah, that's not
you won't get it. We're now gonna play some Age of Self.
Shout out those guys.
Winnipeg.
Local punks.
Getting all up in the music scene.
It's true. Those guys out-mogged Fear so hard. I knew you were going to laugh at
that. That is a reference to when we saw the, like, inimitable. Okay, I won't try to say that word again. The iconic band Fear play over the winter here.
Leaving was like being held up.
Leaving.
By,
we've talked about
by the
it.
Grace of God.
He looked like he was.
He had like a
wooden rod up his back, keeping him up because he didn't move the whole
an
show.
An iPad on a like a music stand, and he was definitely reading the lyrics. It
and then
really
he was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But the drummer spit sticks. The drummer who is like 70. Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys were in this band from the beginning, and how is Leaving barely standing? And the drummer looks like he's got 8 arms. Like,
it's true. It's true.
Someone got injected with some juice. maybe stolen from Lee. Anyway.
But that's why we said
Age of Self
out-mogged.
They were both great. Totally different. And Cam of Age of Self might be a little appalled that we said that
outmogged.
His band outmogged.
Well, Cam wrote a whole entire essay about it, so
yeah.
Go read that on Recent Songs.
Shout out.
Shout out those guys. Love those guys.
And then we're going to listen to the band Chinese Medicine from Toronto. Shout out Pride Month because this song, their song's called...
Shout out Pride Month.
Shout out Pride Month because this song is called The Trans Agenda. I don't know.
Wait, Trans Agenda or Trans Agenda?
Trans Agenda.
Oh, no.
That
no,
I like.
I thought it was Trans Agenda, you know?
Oh, yeah. Transgender. Yeah, that's an option.
No. Okay, well, we're going to listen to All Souls by Age of Self. Thank you.
welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Today on Band for Band, we are playing queer Canadian content. Gay people celebrating the upcoming International Day of Celebration, or Month of Celebration, for those part of the eligibility community.
The eligibility.
I said that yesterday at work to my colleague Chris, and he loved it.
That's my joke.
That is Tina's joke. But, yeah, we just heard another good friend of ours, Lawn Girl.
And then another good friend of ours before that, Ghostmont.
Oh, you know Ghostmont?
Yeah.
Who's Ghostmont? I don't
know
Ghostmont.
It's Kai.
Oh, it's Kai. Okay. I follow Kai. I haven't met
and
Kai.
And Lucas and Rob from Westlaken.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Lawn Girl's new project, the news spread to everybody, was out as of like a month ago or something. Track Charlie Hall's Cigarette. We love you, Sam. And we miss you. Shout out, Sam.
She got a flip phone. I'm not happy about it. Hey. Everyone's getting flip phones.
All the girls
and
in your life.
I get it, guys. I get it. But also, it makes it incredibly hard for me to contact you. And I need to know where you are.
Exaggerating the gravity of
this. I'm mostly just subtweeting Winifred. That's it.
And Ghost Mutt's track, I'm going to work my job. I love to work my job. From the Fruitless Fruitful EP. Before that, Trans Agenda, Chinese Medicine, and All Souls, Age of Self. We are going to continue with Zune, Red River featuring Sunsetter. From the Big Pharma EP. This is a great EP. And I'm sure lots of you in the city know of Zune. I think they lived here for a while. They were in Toronto for a while. I think they might be back here now.
Yeah, I think they are living here.
We saw them at a gig a little while ago.
They were at your gig.
Oh, they were at my gig. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, turn around. The coolest person ever is in the back watching.
Yeah, well, you can always recognize them because they have a very particular set of sunglasses.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
But and then we're going to play another track, Avalon, by Avalon Tassoni. I'm not sure how to say it. Teddy Tin Can from...
They're a close collaborator with Eliza Niemi.
Yeah.
Everyone is in the same things.
Yeah.
I think everyone is one degree of separation. Every artist we've played today is one degree of separation from each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how it is. Canadian music community is very small, but
hey, we love
hope
it.
You enjoyed listening to us today. We have a couple more songs.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll chat again because it looks like our songs will just reach the 4 o'clock mark, but we'll close it off with the song, a love song for Attawapiskat. It's by Leanne Batasamasek Simpson, or the instrumental is by Chris Dirksen.
Chris Dirksen.
And if you know about Leanne Simpson, this song, A Love Cry for Attawapiskat, is actually part of her book, Islands of Decolonial Love, one of my favorite books of all time, I think. It's a beautiful collection of somewhere between poetry, prose, and narrative, and it's gorgeous, and there's this incredible album that goes with it, spoken word album. I don't have more time to talk about it because it's so good.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being gay. Thank you for being beautiful. And we hope you have a happy Friday. And don't fry out there. Drink water. Put on some sunscreen.
They fed me one story, then another, spinning it until it became the unraveling ball of wool it always was. White lies, I like that. But me, I see different, because I have no home to keep feelings like these. On my TV, I saw your kids' big brown eyes carry light across the frame. I saw the corner of Guizhen's shy smile carry 10,000 years of benevolence. I saw those chubby brown toddler legs and fat, rosy cheeks full of dodo. I saw the lines on that kukum's face, the ones that trace you from the beginning of time, the one whose body is a magnificent instrument of story. On my TV, I heard that anti-silence, because you can hear silence if you try. I heard your elders, your dancers, your musicians, your poets. I heard your berry pickers, your beaters, your storytellers, your kukums. I heard your hunters, your trappers, your fishers, your medicine people. On my TV, I held the sound of your big river crashing, rushing, birthing life over land, birthing life over diamond rings, birthing life over sewage. I held that brave one's young voice on the stolen hill, telling the Gima that never listens, the Gima that can't listen, the Gima that refuses to listen, that she needs a school. And in your bright blue sky, above the cold that cracks bone, I carry with me a lone Canadian flag, missing its spine. One red stripe, shredded and lost, the other blowing away in the breath of the parting rocks.